On today's show, GM's transformational design chief announces he's stepping down. Toyota supercharges its R&D efforts into autonomy, and Cadillac's Denison unveils plans to change the brand's design. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 8th of 2016. Well, we sort of knew this was coming, but it was still a surprise nonetheless. GM's Vice President of Global Design, Ed Welburn, announced he's retiring July 1st after a 44-year career. Welburn oversaw a complete overhaul of GM's brands, developing distinct styling themes for Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and Opel. While the overhaul started with his predecessor, Wayne Cherry, it was Welburn who brought it to its full potential. He also achieved a major milestone in the auto industry. Welburn is the first African-American ever named as the vice president of design at a car company. Replacing him is Michael Simcoe, who's worked at the company's design studios in Korea, India, and Australia for the past 33 years, and is currently VP of GM International Design. Simcoe is also achieving something of a milestone. As an Australian, he is the first VP of GM Design born outside of the U.S. Speaking of GM Design, later in the show we'll show you how Cadillac plans to evolve its styling. Toyota is pouring $1 billion into research on artificial intelligence, robotics, and materials science. And yesterday, it announced it's opening a third R&D lab at the University of Michigan as part of this effort. Toyota already announced it will build labs at Stanford University and MIT. Toyota is using this massive research effort to develop cars that are incapable of crashing, which will ultimately lead to autonomous cars. But these labs will also develop mobility for indoor use, including robots for use in the home. And they will develop new materials that can reduce the cost of a car. Toyota says it is enthusiastically pursuing collaboration with other automakers, IT companies, suppliers, research labs, and universities to jointly develop autonomous technologies. And you know, this is a fascinating development. Only a year ago, Toyota seemed rather skeptical of autonomy, saying it only wanted to develop technologies that would assist drivers and not take them out of the driving equation entirely. And still to come, a look at a couple of unique vehicles that were spotted by our viewers.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
We've got a couple of pictures we'd like to share with you that were sent in by fellow viewers. First, we'll start off with this pile of twisted, shot-up metal that viewer Irvin spotted while doing some off-roading in the backcountry of British Columbia. There's a pretty good shot of the taillights, and you can kind of see the front headlight surrounds, which should help give it away. But do you know what this car is? Let us know in the comments section. The other picture was sent in by Autoline viewer Bob, who spotted this gem of a Chevy Corvair sitting in the parking lot at George Mason University. I don't think the license plate needs much explaining, but we thought it might give you a nice little chuckle. And if you come across any interesting car or anything related to cars, take a moment to shoot us a picture. Well, uh-oh, spotting the cops out on the road just got a little bit harder. Ford just introduced a stealthier version of its police interceptor SUV. Most departments use aftermarket light bars, but Ford is now offering a factory-installed interior visor light bar. The unit is fully integrated where the headliner and windshield meet, which not only helps improve visibility, but also gives the vehicle a stealthier appearance because the lights aren't mounted on the roof. It's available now on 2017 models. We recently reported how Jaguar is reproducing a limited number of its famous XKSS sports car, and now Land Rover wants customers to be able to get their hands on a Series 1 model. A team will pick 25 Series 1 chassis from its global network and will restore them to original 1948 factory specifications using Land Rover Classic parts to preserve authenticity. The lucky few will get their choice of five original colors and can even follow the entire restoration process at Land Rover's new Classic Workshop located within the original Defender Production Center. And coming up next, Cadillac is going to evolve its styling, and you are about to hear how they're going to change it.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Around 15 years ago, Cadillac introduced what it calls its art and science design language. It features flat planes and hard edges. But every brand needs to evolve its styling at some point, and GM's luxury brand is no exception. On Autoline this week, we are joined by Johan Denijsen, the president of Cadillac, and he gives us a sneak peek about the design changes we'll see in the future.
I think that we will continue to use design as an important differentiator for Cadillac and certain parts of the theme. So, for example, the vertical light orientation, it's part of our heritage. It's distinctly Cadillac. We want to retain that, but the design will evolve to be somewhat more emotional, somewhat more athletic. You've seen, no doubt, that in terms of product technology and in terms of performance, Cadillac really is pushing the boundaries now. We want to be a high-performance luxury car company. And that kind of inherent promise of superior dynamics has got to be visible. And that you do by showing the muscles of the car. So the wheels will really get pushed into the corners. The overhangs get even shorter. We'll really capitalize in our rear-wheel drive architecture to get the dash-to-axle ratio right. We probably will slightly soften that very pronounced wedge that we have today. So the belt line will go a bit lower. It means that the rear of the vehicle will be somewhat less heavy set. So you introduce that sense of lightness and athleticism to the car. And these are some of the stunning features that I wish I could share with you, but it's premature.
For more about Johan Denijsen's plans for Cadillac, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or check it out on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.